Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
And finally on the program tonight, markets and company news. Let's talk to Viv Govender, senior analyst and portfolio manager at Rand Swiss. Viv, good evening to you. Sasol's headline earnings expected to fall as much as a third at the halfway stage. Whole raft of reasons, including lower sales volume and the price of oil. But this is just another blow for a company that really is against the ropes.
Yeah, and just to give you an idea how bad the company has done, the share price is up today on this news. And if you look at the share price over the last, say, 5 days, it's up about almost 10%. The reason is quite simple. If you had to look at the share price over the last year, from basically where it was, about a year ago, it's down almost 43%. And so this company has really been suffering quite badly. And though this news is bad on an objective basis, the pain that the company has already taken has been so significant that it's been viewed as a reasonably positive by the market.
So where to now for a company like this? Does it just continue to fight against so many exogenous factors?
Look, I think the underlying fundamentals in the marketplace are obviously of concern. We are seeing, obviously weakness in the global economy. We are seeing, towards China under pressure. We are seeing, for instance, some of the job numbers for the U.S., job openings numbers for the U.S., looking a little bit weak, etc. But that being said, I mean, some of the other things out there, for instance, global instability should be good for oil prices. We've seen the currency under pressure in South Africa. So these factors normally should be reasonably positive for the company. And so I do think that if they can sort some of these problems out, which are, some of them are pretty much self-owned goals, basically, you could see the share price recover quite strongly.
Another well-known share, Viv, on the JSE is Sappi. It's benefiting from higher volumes and prices, reporting a profit of $70 million. And this is much better news because a year ago, if I recall, it posted a fairly significant loss.
Yeah, but look, I mean, the market is an exact example, like I said, it's all about expectations. On the face of it, much better news. But in terms of market reaction, the market's down 5% on that. We are seeing, it was a bit of recovery coming through here. With, like you said, the jump in profits. However, the share price has done pretty much nothing over the last little while here, the last year or so. And I do think that there needs to be more of a sustained improvement coming through before we can be confident this company is on the true recovery path.
And Viv, news from Business Day today, quoting Transnet's chief executive officer, Michelle Phillips, saying it's talking to customers about, and I quote, co-funding repairs to its heavy haul iron ore and coal lines, and are hoping to reach an agreement on this within a number of weeks. This will not only have a cascade effect on so many different subsidiary industries, but broadly this is good news and again an indication that although Transnet remains in difficulty, it seems to be on the right track, if you'll excuse the pun.
Also, it shows just how dependent its customers are on it. And the issues of Transnet and the impact it's had on this economy has been significant. The mismanagement, and we have to phrase it as that, of Transnet over the last 3 years has not just had an impact on Transnet, but had an impact on the mining sector, on manufacturing in this country, because it's significantly increased the difficulty of operating, especially large, anything that requires large volumes to be transported across the country. Hopefully, this is good news. Hopefully, we do see a recovery in terms of capacity from Transnet, but it does show the vulnerability of the country to this particular company and its missteps.
Viv Govender, let me pull two sets of numbers together and you try and make some sense of them for me. First of all, the World Bank revising its economic growth outlook for South Africa this year, saying that the forecast is now 1.8%, just an increase of 0.5 percentage points on its previous estimate. So there's a little bit of good news there. But a little earlier on in the program, we were talking about the Debt Busters Debt Index, and this figure is really alarming. 42% plunge in consumer purchasing power. So it's all very well to have a big macro forecast like this, but the reality on the ground is that South Africans, whichever way you look at it, are still suffering. And a 0.5 percentage point increase doesn't really translate into significant job creation.
Yeah, they said 1.8% as the target, or as the upgrade, but they said even if it was 2%, it wouldn't be enough. And that is obviously the issue in South Africa. Even if you were growing at 2%, which is even more than the upgraded 1.8%, it would not be sufficient to basically do much about poverty in South Africa. if you look at the countries that have really gotten out of the poverty cycle, places like China, Japan, and at the moment India, they are growing at 6, 7, 8%. I mean, at one point in time, China was growing at 12, 13% a year. And that is the kind of growth rate you require in order to make a substantial difference in the lives of people at a rate that's going to be noticed in their lifetime. Growing at, say, 2% or 3% a year will eventually make a difference. Like the U.S. basically became wealthy growing at, you know, about that kind of rate. But it takes centuries. And obviously, South Africa, with the issues we have, we don't have those centuries. And the reason that we have this high indebtedness rate is quite simple. People are trying to maintain lifestyles with income under pressure. And the way to do that is borrow money. However, unless incomes do improve eventually, what's going to happen is that the borrowing that you have is going to become more and more difficult to service. And in fact, the high interest rates we've seen over the last couple of years have really been painful for people that have been highly indebted in South Africa because of the fact that, you know, obviously you have a certain amount of debt, you pay a high interest on it, your monthly, you know, or after interest, let me say, income goes down. So I do think that these numbers kind of make sense, but we need to grow at about 5, 6% according to the World Bank to make a difference.
And just finally, Viv, State of the Nation address tomorrow. What is the market looking for?
Look, the market obviously wants to see stability coming through. They want to see basically some plan for, you know, growth going forward for the country. I do, however, think that, you know, the State of the Nation historically has not given us too much, actual deliverables. But yeah, something to do with socioeconomic problems in South Africa being solved, growth, obviously coming through, and obviously dealing with other things like crime, corruption, etc. in the country would be significant. I suppose in the current environment, you also have to see what your current relationship with Elon Musk and Donald Trump is like, and, because that also affects the State of the Nation at the moment.
And that's where we're going to leave it. Viv Govender, Senior Analyst and Portfolio Manager at Rand Swiss. We'll talk to you again and, as always, appreciate the analysis and the insight.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.